This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Lies. We're not coming for your guns. Lies.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault
on the lies
of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
We're on a mission that you'll never forget. We're never going to stop. And as global government gets more naked out in the open, our credibility will only go up. So never forget, for all those that were killed on 9/11 by the globalists, for the thousands being raped and murdered and killed in Europe by the Islamic invasion, and for all those killed with deadly vaccines and by abortion, and by all those killed by radical Islam funded by the West, from everywhere from Tunisia to Egypt to Syria, we're on a mission that you'll never forget. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time transmission. It is the 18th day of October, 2015. To show you how mega conditioned I've got, and to tell you how shameful I am, and I only do this self-deprecation so that people can look in the mirror and see what you've become, because I know if it's affecting me, it's affecting even the strongest of you out there in many cases. Some of you have stronger resolve than I am and get more steadfast. But I've got three different CNN clips. I've got MSNBC, I've got NPR, I've got countless local stations, I've got the gun control groups, and now I've got Hillary Clinton all saying they plan nationwide gun confiscation and forced buybacks. And I knew they were coming with this by their own leaks, but also our high-level insiders in D.C. have all been on the last 6 months saying the assault is coming, prepare yourself. It'll be in 2016. They're going to try to actually make you hand in many types of semi-auto. And I was told this by congressmen. I was told this on air by people like Professor Lott. I was told this by insiders on the NRA board. We've been told this via Drudge by a Supreme Court justice. They're coming. This is it. This is the big assault, the biggest ever. This is their battle of the bulge, folks, throwing everything they've got at us. And so get ready. Kit Daniels had written an article about it by the fourth hour or the end of the third hour Friday. I didn't even cover it. That's how focused I was on them announcing globalization, local police, federalization, UN training, special new anti-patriot units in the Justice Department outside of the FBI. I was so busy focused on that and a bunch of other issues that, Hillary says she wants gun confiscation, basically Australian style, that they're looking at that. It didn't even register enough when it was like a 10 on a Richter scale for me to cover it until I looked back on it. And it's that normalization of the tyranny. It's that conditioning where even those of us that are fully awake become comfortable with the death of our freedoms and probably even our physical deaths in FEMA camps. Because as sensational as that is, they admit they're gearing that up. So we don't need to get so comfortable with this and so knowledgeable that we forget we're in a fight with it. And I know you know that. I'm talking to myself, most importantly. There's a reason they're announcing world government. There's a reason they're announcing our children don't belong to us. There's a reason they're announcing forced inoculations and totally open borders. There's a reason they're announcing the CIA's involved in domestic operations to deceive the American people in the Washington Post. And the Washington Post endorses it as a good idea because we've exposed them. So they're going from denial to just out in the open confidence game, flaunting it and normalization. And that means the next shoe is about to drop.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Smoke on the waters, fire in the skies. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this worldwide original live broadcast. It is 4 o'clock and 6 minutes here Central Time. Many stations re-air this at different times across the United States. And many of you, of course, are listening via the Internet, global shortwave, satellites, and other means across and around the globe. It is Sunday, the 18th day of October, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, and then we shall return tomorrow, as long as there's still a First Amendment that is in peril, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., now 3 p.m., we've added an hour, Central Time with the daytime radio / TV broadcast, and then, of course, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, find details, free podcasts, Droid apps, iPhone apps, audio, video streams, and more at InfoWars.com/show. And please send that link to friends, family, neighbors, and every other contact you come in contact with if you want to defeat the globalist, which is in our grasp to do. Here's what we're covering today, ladies and gentlemen. Hillary Clinton came out last Thursday on C-SPAN. We covered it on Friday, and I saw very little coverage of it in the media over the weekend, which shows you how conditioned we've got, how conditioned we've become to just abject, super naked tyranny. They are calling for congressional legislation to tax and restrict ammo. They are calling on import-export bans. They are calling on banning gun shows, basically, and private transfers of firearms to friends and family. But most importantly, and draconian, one of the most draconian statements we've ever heard out of anyone in the Democratic or Republican Party, it's worse than Dianne Feinstein saying, if she had the votes in the Senate, she would ban every one of them, every firearm, and make Mr. and Mrs. America turn them all in. And we're going to play that clip later today. We're going to play the clip on clips from Katrina where they said all your guns will be taken, no one will be allowed to have firearms. The same thing's done when they have a flood in Canada. They don't come save you, they come and take your guns and never give them back. But none of these clips, none of these announcements are anything compared to Hillary Clinton on C-SPAN. The story is the top story on InfoWars.com from Friday. I've had it moved back to the front page. It's red-linked. It's Kit Daniels. Hillary Clinton, nationwide gun ban, repeal of Second Amendment worth considering. That's a quote. Now, why is that so important? We're going to play it in a moment. because the Violence Policy Center, Handgun Control Incorporated, the Bloomberg-funded foundation, and others are all pushing that it's reasonable to have Australian-style gun confiscation. Obama has said 3 weeks ago that we could look at the types of things that Australia did. And we need to. I'm going to tell my crew tomorrow. I mean, this is going to happen. We're going to string all these new clips together because I realize we've hit a cognitive dissonance or a kind of fatigue with this tyranny. Where now, just over the top announcements are made. I don't even cover it myself. Obama, 2.5-3 weeks ago, said we should look at what Australia did. Hillary's now said it. They're now moving with a bunch of legislation. And they're announcing the really bad stuff's coming next year. There it is. Obama goes beyond mere gun control, hints at confiscation. Breitbart. Australia and Great Britain are mentioned, and they're virtually complete bans on firearms possession. That was back on October 3rd, so 2 weeks ago. As you can see, they're moving. And they mean business. People say, oh, they'll never get away with that. That would cause a civil war. People would fight back. That's the plan. They're seriously considering what they've done in countless other third world countries and first world nations, creating civil unrest with unpopular, unconstitutional, draconian actions. George Soros alone spent $33 million in Ferguson, Missouri to finance riots in the local town and to scapegoat the police for all of America's problems, and then to finance organizations and groups calling for the murder of police. And folks know I have big problems with the training of police, militarization, globalization, federalization, but to have MSNBC, CNN, Anderson Cooper, and others connected like Al Sharpton directly to the White House saying the plan is to federalize police. The plan is to project onto them racism in America and have a weird class war, a weird limited red terror on the police alone. That's meant to make them capitulate to the globalists and roll over and do whatever they're told and accept this new UN Safe Cities Justice Department initiative to become basically communist, anti-patriot, anti-gun, anti-veteran, anti-conservative community activist. That's what this is. And so it's like people, you know, beating up on a 12-year-old saying, you better join our gang or we'll break your nose. That's basically what's going on the local government right now. And if we don't recognize it for what it is, the globalists may be successful. So that story is up on Infowars.com. Right now, I suggest you get it out to everyone you know, that you put it on Facebook, Twitter, that you email it, that you aggressively send it to your police departments and say, see, we told you this is coming. I saw three prominent sheriffs just last week come out and say, we will not be part of gun confiscation under executive orders. And why are they having to say that? Because 2 weeks ago, Obama gave a speech, and it was in the Washington Post with the quote, Obama to circumvent Congress with gun control agenda and to take executive action in the circumvention of law. Remember Obama said on the open borders, he was speaking to La Raza, he said, I changed the law. He didn't even sign an executive order. He just ordered the Border Patrol to start giving vouchers to illegals and busing them into Democratic handlers. So this is where it's all going. That's our number one story. Then, starting at the bottom of the hour, we're going to start profiling globalists. We're going to start profiling, from my research, who I believe is at the very top of the New World Order power structure. We're going to look at the owners of the global government. There's very few of those, the big top owners. Then we're also going to look at the top managers, who themselves are billionaires. We're going to look at Peter Sutherland today, the former head of Goldman Sachs Europe, the former head of BP Worldwide, the man who told the BBC, quote, EU should undermine national homogeneity, says, and use migration. This is the guy engineering the radical Islamic influx right now. We're going to look in to why he's doing this and what the end game is to understand who these people are. And he looks like a James Bond villain. But it's not his looks, it's his actions. But let's go to Hillary Clinton in a town hall just 3 days ago saying, we're coming for your guns and we're looking at what Australia did. Here it is.
You know, Australia is a good example. Canada is a good example. The UK is a good example. Why? Because each of them had mass killings. Australia had a huge mass killing about 25 years ago. Canada did as well. So did the UK. And in reaction, they passed much stricter gun laws. In the Australian example, as I recall, that was a buyback program. The Australian government, as part of trying to clamp down on the availability of automatic weapons, offered a good price for buying hundreds of thousands of guns, and then they basically clamped down going forward in terms of having, you know, more of a...
We'll be back with their plan to take the guns. There's more.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com, UNVEILINGthem.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime.
Reflecting on the death of America.
Reflecting on my past.
Because our republic doesn't have much time. Because the Pope and other world leaders have openly called for world government and the end of individual liberty. Nations themselves will have no rights or standing. The globalists that run this planetary regime are eugenicists. And what I'm going to do is get to Peter Sutherland and that profile of him at 45 after today, because I want to continue on the attack on the right to keep and bear arms. Then in the second hour, we will open the phones up and cover much of the other news around the world. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to play just a four-minute compilation of Obama and others saying they're coming to take your guns. Of course, we have them during the first campaign and even the second campaign saying, we never said we want your guns. No one wants your guns. But I want to play this Hillary clip, and then I want to stop it and start it and go over the deception. This is her just a few days ago echoing the new talking point of, we can do what Australia did. It's real reasonable. It's no big deal. Yeah, they did it incrementally. First, they bought your gun back, because they were banned, all semi-autos, basically. But then she lies and calls it full auto. So it's lie after lie after lie. So she implies it's no big deal. There was a buyback, and then if you didn't turn them in, there was a crackdown. That's right. They SWAT teamed and killed a lot of people. And still, that didn't work. So most Australians didn't even turn their guns in, and they ignore the law in many areas, but still it's killing the gun culture because you can't get the ammo in many cases. You can't openly train folks how to use the guns. All that's allowed is single-shot shotguns and rifles in rural areas. And by the way, Australia's crime rate, since that happened 24 years ago, as well as New Zealand's, look it up, has only gone up. England, after they banned guns 30 years ago, has seen a tripling, look it up, in violent crime. It's true, it is an island. They can keep even snakes and rabies out. There are no snakes, there is no rabies. The UK really is able to keep a lot of stuff out. Not the illegal aliens, not the gypsies, not all the robbery, not the drugs, because they want that in. But they are able to keep a lot of guns and things like that out. So stabbings, people having their brains beat out with baseball bats, it's three times the overall crime rate. How gun control made England the most violent country in Europe. Search that, you'll get NRA, Breitbart, InfoWars, but it's the same statistics where you can link through and it's admitted. Who has the lowest crime rate in the world, hands down? Look it up. It's in between Italy, Austria, France, and one other country. Who could it be? Alex Trebek asked the question. You play the Jeopardy music. Who is Switzerland? Or what is Switzerland? I never watched Jeopardy. What's the proper way of saying it? What is Switzerland? Lowest crime rate in the world. Who has the highest crime rate in the world for violent crime? What is Mexico? And which country in North America has the most strict gun control laws? What is Mexico? What city in the United States has the highest crime rate? What is Chicago? What city in North America has the highest crime rate, even beating out Mexico as a country? What is Chicago? And, of course, we as informed, classical Jeffersonian liberals who really are for diversity, who really are for tolerance, who really are for self-defense, who really are for women's rights, we're informed and know the facts. You want to get mugged, go walk out around 10 o'clock at night in London. Go to Chicago, Southside. Excuse me. Go to Maryland. In places like Baltimore. Go to D.C. But see, they don't care. They don't care if it's unconstitutional. They don't care if we say no. 6 years ago, Congress voted to not turn in and not turn over our power plants. So Obama just shut them down with executive orders and left his buddies at General Electric open. They want the civil unrest. They want to be able to persecute gun owners when you don't turn them in and fight back. They don't care if cops and military and BATF get killed coming to take them. They love that. It's more dead Americans. They love a civil war. And this is their big move. They've been gearing up for it. Don't think they won't pull an executive action to take the guns. We are one inch away from it. Let's start playing the disgusting Hillary clip. It wasn't fully autos that were killing people in Australia. Full autos are a special stamp there and here. Full autos are used almost in no crime. It's less than 0.1%. 50 caliber rifles have been around since the 40s in public use. There's been one crime committed with a 50 caliber rifle in U.S. history, an armored truck robbery. Assault rifles are used total in less than 2%. Full auto assault rifles, less than 0.1%. But every time they go on TV, they say there are people with automatic machine guns killing everyone, talking to their mindless, sheep-like constituents who want the government to have guns. They love black uniforms. They just don't want other slaves having it because they're a parasite class. So here she is acting like it's very reasonable what Australia did, and we can do it here. Yeah, forced buyback and confiscation of everything but single shot. Here it is.
You know, Australia is a good example. Canada is a good example. The UK is a good example. Why? Because each of them had mass killings.
Canada
Australia
registered
had
and then confiscated a
huge mass
bunch.
Killing about 25 years ago. Canada did as well. So did the UK. And in reaction, they passed much stricter gun laws. In the Australian example, as I recall,
went to a gun-free zone.
That was a buyback program.
It's always schools.
The Australian government, as part of trying to clamp down on the availability of automatic weapons,
it's always mentally
offered,
ill people.
A good price for buying hundreds of thousands
price.
Of guns, and then they basically clamped down going forward in terms of having, you know, more of a background check approach, more of a permitting approach.
No, they banned them.
But they believed, and I think the evidence supports them, that by offering to buy back those guns, they were able to, you know, curtail the supply and to set a different standard for gun purchases in the future.
And the real Crocodile Dundee, you looked this up in NRA magazine from about 16 years ago, he wouldn't turn in his five-shot deer rifle that his dad had given him. And they came to his house and gunned him down. They murdered him. The real Crocodile Dundee. Looks just like the guy from the movie that was based on a real guy, but they murdered him. No criminal record. Lived way out in the countryside. They came to his house and gunned him down. As he was dying, he shot three of the cops, though, the gun confiscators. So that's how that's going to go, just so you know. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the website. They're coming for our guns, folks. One of the last countries they haven't gotten.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, LiberDetox.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The world is changing, and not for the better. You need to get ready, and soon. Get ready with ReadySupplyFoods.com. Ready with GMO-free 25-year food. Ready with the most calories per dollar of any storage food. In an emergency, calories mean survival. The USDA recommends a 2,000-calorie daily diet. At that rate, most other 30-day kits won't even last you 2 weeks. You need to get the most nutrition for your dollar, and ReadySupplyFoods.com sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Ready Supply Foods doesn't sell empty calories in the form of sugary drinks and desserts. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. Ready Supply Foods is the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com to see a comparison of the leading companies. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, we told you about this a long time ago, and I'm going to break down why it's so important, why it's so key. This is happening now, what it signifies. It's a very important signpost. Big banks to America's firms. We don't want your cash, and we're going to charge you to deposit cash with our banks. Now, remember, the big mega banks have all been caught laundering hundreds of billions of dollars per decade. Per major bank, in a Bloomberg investigation of all places, just Wells Fargo and Wachovia in a three-year period laundered $378 billion from 2007 to 2010. $378 billion of drug money. Those two particular firms also ran and owned and then leased the jet aircraft, the large passenger jets to fly drugs and weapons on, but then also kidnapped people for rendition at torture sites. That was back in the news on Friday, Washington Post, about CIA torture sites around the world. They're not torturing radical Islamists at those. No, we don't really know who they're torturing, but it is organized crime. Looks like it's folks that don't play ball. They're just getting those dark centers, those torture centers, I guess, warmed up and ready with personnel that enjoy their work. We know the personnel they hire are generally federal former prison guards who were fired for sexual abuse. It tends to be their favorite person to dungeon keep at the ghost sites and black sites. And then the major defense contractors pretty much all have been found caught in human trafficking of women and children. That's who runs our government. The same folks that have covered it up, that Planned Parenthood's selling baby parts and keeping babies alive before harvesting. And, of course, China now admits they keep people alive. When they take one kidney and then take some other organs, they keep them alive until the next person's lined up. Then they take your final organs and kill you. This is all part of the devaluation of human life taking place. And we're just here, emergency transmission, warning everyone. Now, we're going to look at the globalists and the type of people that captain their operations in the next segment. And next hour, we've got Clinton's Southern strategy. Hillary fakes her accent for a local crowd and hemmed and hawed doing a Southern drawl. But they point out it was nothing compared to her in Kentucky. Back in 2008 when she goes, I ain't going to do nothing I don't want. How about you get you some possums and do you? I mean, it was worse than Granny being crossed with Roscoe Pico train. And people make fun of this. This actually works on the general public. But this is what a foreign occupier does. They come and try to make you feel at home, make you feel like you can trust them. And it tends to work on moron Democrat constituents who just want to feel like they belong and feel like they're wanted on a winning team, even though they are the chumps, schmucks, suckers, the marks of this criminal combine. But I want to play just a short four-minute clip, a few of the other clips of the former attorney general saying brainwash the public, Eric Holder, and Hillary saying we're coming for your guns, and Dianne Feinstein saying we're going to ban them. Just so you understand, when they, out of the other side of their mouth, go, nobody wants your guns, crazy man. Nobody ever took guns. Well, you took them everywhere else in the world. You took them in a bunch of U.S. cities. I mean, you admit you want our guns. Joe Biden goes, nobody wants your guns. That's crazy. 2 + 2 = 5. Raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt. You didn't build your business. You can keep your doctor. Obamacare is free. And Santa Claus is real. So let's go ahead and go to this compilation of them being a little more honest about wanting your guns. Here it is.
Gun violence has been on a rampage, as we know firsthand, and we know pain.
That's Cuomo. It's actually
down. A man who had been fired from his job about a year or so,
Bloomberg,
began shooting near the Empire State Building, but out on the street. He killed one person, and at least 9 other people were shot. And some may have been shot accidentally by police officers.
Because, frankly, in my hometown of Chicago, there's an awful lot of violence. And they're not using AK-47s. They're using cheap handguns. And so what can we do to intervene?
When he turned the door, door handle, I shot toward him with my mom's gun, and it hit him right here in the arm.
After she shot Jones in the shoulder, he ran out of the bathroom and through this door.
A comprehensive strategy. Part of it is seeing if we can get automatic weapons that kill folks in an amazing number.
No crime has been
with an attempt on President Ronald Reagan. An agent pulled an Uzi submachine gun out of a briefcase.
We joke sometimes about how, you know, Malia's getting to the age now, and boys start calling,
and
you know, sort of, I always talk about how one of the main incentives for running again was continuing Secret Service protection, so that the men with guns around.
Obama's daughters have 11 armed guards.
Law enforcement. We had no way to protect ourselves, and there was anybody around to take care of us. We were our first responders.
Right.
I came up with a plan And the plan, you know, has been on the news a lot. It's pretty self-explanatory. They have to have a CHL. We approve them.
I guarantee you, Barack Obama ain't taking my shotguns, so don't buy that malarkey. Don't buy that malarkey.
That's right. Nobody wants them.
They're going to start peddling that to you. I got two. If he tries to fool my Beretta, he's got a problem. I like that little over and under. You know, I'm not bad with it.
The latest limousine, known as the Beast, thanks to 8-inch thick armor plating, Remington shotguns are close at hand.
I'm the guy that originally wrote the assault weapons ban that became law, and then we got defeated. Then Dianne Feinstein went to town on it and did a great job.
I know the urge to arm yourself because that's what I did.
As a billionaire.
I was trained in firearms. I'd walked to the hospital when my husband was sick. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein worked for more than a year to get the assault weapons bill passed in the face of ferocious opposition from the National Rifle Association. She says she got the best she could.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vast
and ship guns into Mexico.
The Justice Department is basically guilty of allowing weapons to kill Americans and Mexicans. So will you agree to cooperate with that investigation both on the House and Senate side?
We'll certainly cooperate with all the investigations, but I'm going to take great exception to what you just said. The notion that somehow or other this Justice Department
we have the memos.
Is responsible for those deaths that you mentioned,
and OKC.
That assertion is offensive.
We caught you both times.
You
but what if it's
that
accurate, Mr. Attorney General?
And that's just a small smattering of what these people are up to. I don't like getting up here risking my name, my treasure, my body. But it's got to be done because these people are evil. They live behind bodyguards. They live off taxpayer money. And now they're announcing that the American gun owner, the American libertarian, the American veteran, the American police officer is the enemy. You can see that they're using revolutionary tactics to overthrow the legitimate parts of the government and bring in their oppression. They've got two new Avengers and Captain America cartoons demonizing the Tea Party and saying we're all racist and that we have to be basically taken out. That's in the Washington Times today. And the leader of the Tea Party group is me. It's my face working for Red Skull. I mean, that's the level of brainwashing they're involved in. That I work with a Nazi from imaginary comic books because I don't want our borders completely wide open by executive action that's illegal. When we come back, we're going to look at who pulls the shots, who's in charge. We're going to look at one of the main kingpins on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWarsSelect. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food.
Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do lists from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This Whey Protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Sunday Worldwide Transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. Well, I did a Facebook mentions today for about 20 minutes breaking this down, the announcement that we're going to more and more start focusing in on key individuals inside this movement towards unelected, draconian, totalitarian world government. And, of course, listeners are welcome to recommend people I think we should focus in on. But we're going to be looking from the very top down to the mid-level. And I wanted to start off today looking at the former head of the European Union Commission that helped create the modern European Union by stealth. And I wanted to look at what he's up to and what he's pushing today. Because if you understand who these more shadowy players are, who don't get as much attention, then you can get the public to actually focus on who they then work for. And we're talking about less than 20 international families, the grandchildren and children of the famous robber barons in Europe, the UK, and the United States and Canada, who are the creators of the UN, the creators of modern environmentalism, the creators of globalism. These are the people that have decided with the big think tanks and the major universities how to design and build our world. They have not been in full control of human development since they began this project more than 100 years ago. But their project is an attempt to siphon off public and private funds to build a worldwide fascist, crony capitalist monopoly above government that has diplomatic immunity, is tax exempt, and is able to then tax the general public and control the world through private central banks like the Federal Reserve, that is federal in name only. And so first we will look at, and we'll be doing this throughout the week, I'll be producing a special 10-minute piece or so specifically on who they are. And chief amongst them in the management class, at the very, very top, in kind of the segue between top globalist gopher, top globalist imperial legate or governor and owner. He's worth billions of dollars, but he's still not what I'd call an original owning, ruling family. But he's Peter Sutherland. And here's the BBC from June 21st, 2012. EU should undermine national homogeneity, says UN migration chief. Now, he doesn't say you should undermine the homogeneity of Africa. He doesn't say undermine the homogeneity of India. He doesn't say undermine the homogeneity of China or Mexico. He doesn't say undermine the homogeneity of Chile. He doesn't say undermine the homogeneity of Saudi Arabia, who hasn't taken one refugee. He says undermine the fact that homogeneous just means that you go to Scotland and it's mainly Scots. Or you go to Mexico, it's mainly Mexicans, because that's what you find in Scotland is Scotland, and what you find in Mexico is Mexicans. Now, if cultures naturally grew together, and over hundreds of years it became something else, that's normal and natural. But when it's forced, and when Scotland and Germany and France and the United States and Canada and Australia have to, and Russia, they're telling Russia this too, have to pay to bring in hundreds of millions from the billions of third world populations, and then under political correctness, give up your culture because it's offensive to the radical Islamists being brought in, mainly military age men, that you're having an Oktoberfest, or that your wife's wearing a skirt or isn't wearing a bag over her head. See, it's not oppressive to women to make them wear burkas in a Western civilization. It's bigoted and hateful that I just said it's a bag over a woman's head and I don't like it. And they had a major German governor on Thursday. You can pull it up. It was in Der Spiegel with a straight face. They said, there's a town of 3,000 people, 4,000 illegals are being brought in. They're being told you will pay for it. And they said, why are you doing this? Why? And they said, if you don't like it, leave. And Facebook works with the government to flag people who are arrested and their children taken if you criticize the godlike immigrants. And German school children are taken in their field trips and made to feed and clean the, quote, migrants. And then they say, oh, well, the West blew up the Middle East. We have to do this. The West funded the Arab Spring to destabilize the Middle East, to put in radicals, and these aren't even the real migrants that are coming in. They don't want the Christian Syrians. They're being put in camps and actually sent back to be murdered. That's in the news. These are military-age men. You've seen it on the news. Pouring in, attacking, you name it. This is what the socialists in the EU want, is a political bloc that'll burn down cities anytime they're basically ordered to, as we've seen in London, Paris, and other capitals. In fact, Watson had a Gateway Pundit article on InfoWars that had the Twitter photo saying, this is migrants in Syria, and it's men and women, and children, but it's mainly women and children. It says, this is migrants in Germany. And it just shows thousands of men with their fists up. They are attacking. They're marching around with clubs. I mean, these are third world countries in the Middle East where they kill each other. And these aren't the folks that had money and wanted to stay. These are the angry young men from the population that's doubled the last 30 years in the Middle East. So let's look at who's behind this. Peter Sutherland, the former head of Goldman Sachs Europe, the former head of British Petroleum Worldwide, both organizations known to basically be tax-exempt worldwide. Peter, let me just show you the encyclopedia breakdown. It's on his own website, petersutherland.co.uk, where you can read his own bio. He was EU commissioner and head of the World Trade Organization. Before that, he helped stealth integrate Europe under a trade deal and announced the EU in 92 and got every member country but the UK to enter without voting. And that's called dictatorship. It's called totalitarianism. He was chairman of the committee that produced the Sutherland Report for the European Economic Community, EEC, just like the TPP, then becomes a regional government, unelected. He was the chairman of Goldman Sachs International. He was chairman of BP. He served as the steering committee for Bilderberg Group. He was chairman of the Board of Governors, European Institute for Public Administration. He was appointed as a member of the Hong Kong Chief Executive Council. This is going back in 98. I'm going backwards here. In January 2006, he was appointed by the United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan as his special representative on migration and borders. I'm going to stop right there. He says again, EU must undermine national homogeneity, says UN Migration Chief. They lower the borders. They then implode the sovereignty. And then they bring in at least 5 million, quote, migrants in the last 2 years. And then they offer free health care, free have your babies. The Swedes have an airline doing dozens of flights a day to fly folks in from the Middle East who live there free. The U.S. advertises, you know, 10,000 Chinese women a month come here and have their babies for free. CNN says it's a great deal. The Border Patrol completes the smuggling process. And again, this is done to create client groups they control who will be used for menial labor and as political stooges. They're victims as well. And our Latin American immigrants do have some criminals in them and do have some serious problems. But nothing. Nothing compared to what's coming into Europe. So... This is the checkmate move. This is it. And just last week he came out and said, quote, EU must take more refugees, quote, get rid of sovereignty. So I have his latest quotes as we look at the type of people himself pays almost no taxes, part of multinational tax exempt diplomatic immunity. And he says to Europe, I've got all his quotes here in the last few weeks. How dare you only take 3 million people in Germany? How dare you? And this is their unified confidence game front going, you're going to sit there and you're going to take it, or we're going to arrest you. You're going to take unlimited people. While the unelected EU run by Goldman Sachs gang rapes and shuts countries dry and sucks billions of dollars out of them. They're criminals.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.